here in hour number three of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free. Enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Right to your phone calls across the pond to the UK. We talk to Ziggy. Ziggy, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there. Hello, Ziggy.
Hey, Ziggy.
Oh, it sounds like you're talking through a pillow like 50 miles away. I don't know.
Just barely hear you, Ziggy.
What the? No, there's some problems there. Let's put him back on hold and see if
we can work that out.
Iron out those problems. Sometimes those long-distance connections are questionable. Anyway, here's a story that absolutely needs to be told. Well, we'll get to that. But first, Mark, you want to tell us about the Bigfoot.
Yeah, they found Bigfoot. You know where he is?
No, where?
Georgia.
Okay.
And he's in some redneck's freezer.
For real?
Hey, look, it's from WorldNet Daily. Hunters in North Georgia claim they found a Bigfoot carcass. They stored it in a freezer and promised to release telling photographs and DNA evidence of the legendary creature. Matthew Witten and Rick Dreyer plan to fly to Palo Alto, California, unveil the proof of their discovery at a noon press conference on Friday. I'm
waiting. Why not unveil it in Georgia? Why do we have to fly out to California for this?
Because of the Cabana Hotel.
Okay.
Apparently, that's where they're going to be doing it. According to a report by Searching for Bigfoot Incorporated, the event will be open to members of the news media only.
We don't want all the crazy Bigfoot people in there.
Why not?
Trouble.
Sell them crazy Bigfoot stuff. Here's a photograph signed by the two guys who found it. Witten is a Clayton County, Georgia police officer who was on administrative leave recovering from an injury he received while pursuing a suspect. Dyer was previously a correctional officer. The two men own Bigfoot Global LLC. Isn't it odd that two guys that own Bigfoot Global LLC in fact found Bigfoot?
Well, I mean, they're the ones that are out looking, right?
I guess so. A business that sells Bigfoot expeditions.
I thought you were the one that was supposed to be the critic, Mark. You were supposed to be critical.
I'm just saying, you know.
Or weren't supposed to be critical.
I'm not saying there haven't been some Bigfoot hoaxes in the past. I
don't know about all this.
I don't know. I don't know about it all either. I like the idea of there. I really like the idea of there being a North American ape. I totally do. I'm just suspect of some of this stuff, and I really don't trust these two guys. Witten and Dyer.
When's the press conference?
It's Friday.
Okay.
Tomorrow.
So tomorrow.
Gotcha. Tomorrow noon. We're waiting. I'm waiting. Witten and Dyer are collaborating with Tom Biscardi of Searching for Bigfoot Incorporated to study the evidence. According to the report, the hunters originally announced their find on Squatch Detective, an internet radio show hosted by Steve Culls. Dyer declined to allow a representative of the show to confirm the story, but he said that he would allow only one person to view the evidence. See, this is...
What?
It's
thought they were going to let the whole press in there.
I think that was it at the time. The only person we would allow to come down and verify the body was the real Bigfoot hunter, Tom Biscardi, and himself, Dyer said. The website claims a team of scientists, including a molecular biologist, an anthropologist, a paleontologist, will perform scientific studies on the creature in the upcoming months and document their findings. The study will be filmed by Scott Davis, the independent producer.
If this is for real, it's pretty big, right? Even if it's a hoax, it's a big claim.
Damn convincing looking. Monkey in that freezer.
Oh, they've actually got a photo of it?
Yeah, there's a photo. I'm not sure what these things are, but I don't like them much.
If this is a hoax, this is a big hoax.
It is
normally,
a big hoax, yes.
Normally with the Bigfoot, it's just some guy in the woods taking a blurry photo of a man in an ape suit or something like that. And
humble gentlemen named the body Rick Matt. A combination of their own first names. The Searching for Bigfoot website offered the following vital statistics on the body. Are you ready? It said to weigh more than 500 pounds.
My gosh, that's big.
The creature appears to be part human and part ape. It's male. It has reddish hair with blackish gray eyes. It has two arms, two legs, five fingers on each hand, five toes on each foot. The feet are flat and similar to human feet. Its footprint is 16 3/4 inches long with 5 3/4 inches wide at the heel. I don't know what he wears, but he doesn't wear much. He doesn't wear a shoe that I'm familiar with.
Big things don't live a long time.
Yeah, except for elephants.
That's a good point.
Turtles. From the palm of the hand to the middle finger, the hands are 11 3/4 inches long and 6 3/4 inches wide. The creature
walked upright. Several are said to have been sighted in the day the body was found.
Several. There's more than one.
A bunch of Bigfoot monkeys in Georgia.
Wait, that's my cousin Floyd.
The teeth are more human-like than
ape-like. Did
they
find a banjo with it?
Time will tell if the discovery is real. According to LiveScience.com on August the 19th, 2005.
It could have been that kid from Deliverance. Remember him?
Biscardi appeared. Yeah, he wasn't in Georgia. Biscardi appeared.
They filmed that in Georgia, didn't they?
I thought that it was in Kentucky.
I believe they filmed Deliverance in Georgia. I could be mistaken.
Okay, you'd know better than me. You're the filmmaker.
I'm not going to perk up and tell you a story about dead aliens or something.
Hey, look, this is the aliens are a bunch of a big hoax. However, this monkey could be real. let's see. Biscardi appeared on the Coast to Coast radio show with George Norrie, claiming his group had captured a Bigfoot a week earlier in 2005. A male beast that weighed over 400 pounds and stood 8 feet tall. He said he would present his photos of Bigfoot in 2005. It turned out to be a hoax, the website said.
All right. Deliverance was filmed all over the place, South Carolina and Georgia, but pretty much South Carolina.
I don't know why it is, but it's people from Florida. Every state has its other state that it wants to poke fun at, and I don't know why it is, but Florida's state is Georgia.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's...
I never heard any of that when I was in Florida.
It's mostly the Bulldogs-Gators rivalry, I think.
Maybe it's a northern Florida thing, then, because I was never aware of any of that.
Yeah, well, so, you know, the simple fact that it comes out of Georgia, maybe that's what makes me suspect. I don't know. But I can tell you for Illinois, it's Indiana.
Yeah, this is big, man. I mean, I hope you'll keep your eyes on this, Mark. Not because I think it's going to be earth-shattering or anything, but maybe this is for real, and if so, then good for them.
It's a real-looking
picture.
It'll
be a real in-your-face thing for a lot of the critics of the Bigfoot, which you know, I've been somewhat interested, but pretty darn skeptical, so I'm still skeptical here, but this is going to be tough to... I mean, if they've really got a body, then how are they going to fake that one? You can't really fake that.
Well, they'll do an autopsy.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's... You can't. You can have a mannequin and stuff, but that's not going to pass an autopsy.
No, somebody can take the costume off the mannequin. I mean, they're going to. I guess they're going to do it. I don't know.
We'll find out unless they just disappear tomorrow, and who knows? We'll see what happens.
Do you really believe
keep us in the loop?
Do you really believe that every single species of anything is known to man on this earth?
No, absolutely not. They're always uncovering new things. Of course, the newer things they're uncovering are small.
I think we know most of the big stuff. Right. The big stuff that walks on the land, especially. But I don't know. I think it's possible. It's certainly possible. It excites me. I like the idea. I really want there to be a Bigfoot or Sasquatch or Yeti or whatever it is. and so I'm for it. And I keep an eye out for these things. I'm very interested. Even if they're hoaxes, I still like them.
Well, I've seen some football players who could pass for Sasquatch.
Hopefully, if there are more of these things and they are real, as these people claim that they are, hopefully they won't run into the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Department, because they'll inevitably have a lot of questions for them, and they could really hurt them, because that's what they do to people. They take them away from their families, and they hurt them. So let me give you a story here from the New York Times. This is one of those stories that everybody should hear. It's just that sick. He was 17 when he came to New York from Hong Kong in 1992 with his parents and younger sister, eyeing the skyline like any newcomer. 15 years later, Hugh Lee Ng, his last name is spelled N-G.
Ng? Ng. Ng.
Yeah. Ng. Anyway, he was a New Yorker, a computer engineer with a job in the Empire State Building, a house in Queens, and a wife who's a United States citizen and two American-born sons. But when Mr. Ng, who had overstayed a visa years earlier, went to immigration headquarters in Manhattan last summer for his final interview for a green card, he was swept into immigration detention and shuttled through jails and detention centers in three New England states.
Oh, God.
In April, Mr. Ng began complaining of excruciating back pain. By mid-July, he could no longer walk or stand. And last Wednesday, 2 days after his 34th birthday, he died in the custody of Immigration and Customs Enforcement in a Rhode Island hospital, his spine fractured and his body riddled with cancer that had gone undiagnosed and untreated for months.
Mm.
On Tuesday, with an autopsy by the Rhode Island medical examiner underway, his lawyers demanded a criminal investigation in a letter to federal and state prosecutors in Rhode Island, Connecticut, Massachusetts, and Vermont, and the Department of Homeland Security, which runs the detention system. Mr. Ng's death follows a succession of cases that have drawn congressional scrutiny to complaints of inadequate medical care, human rights violations, and a lack of oversight. That's all. That's what we need to solve this problem. Just
more damn oversight.
You know, we're going to give you the rest of this story here because you've barely begun to understand what happened to Mr. Ning. You've only got the basics so far. We'll give you the details here in moments, and boy, is it sick. Anybody that could possibly support a system like this, they should have their head examined. This is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They have both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Want to know my little secret? I have rich, delicious chocolate as much as I want every single day, and I never feel bad about it. Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea gives you real natural cocoa without any fat or sugar. Even better, Cocoa Pure is made with nutrients that keep my heart healthy, my energy levels up, and my body looking great. I'm having smooth, tasty chocolate every single day, and it's helping me stay healthier than ever. You can give yourself the gift of health by calling for a bottle of Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea. The only thing better than chocolate is healthy chocolate. Here's how you can get a bottle of delicious Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea.
For your risk-free bottle of Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea, call 1-800-204-6421. And if you call now, you can find out how to get a free bottle of Cocoa Pure with your order. Call 1-800-204-6421. That's 1-800-204-6421.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at lasemedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Features on the site are free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. All right, so we're talking about a story from the New York Times where a man named Mr. Ning, Hui Lui Ning, he was a New Yorker. He moved in 1992, job in the Empire State Building. But apparently there was an immigration snafu, paperwork snafu of some sort, that resulted in him being swept up by ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, when he actually went for a final interview for his green card. That was when they grabbed him. And they took him into their custody. Then 2 days after his 34th birthday, he died as a result of a fractured spine, and his body was riddled with cancer. Well, what's the detail? What's the rest of the story here? Because there have been a succession of cases that have drawn scrutiny to these sort of medical care complaints, human rights violations, and this rapidly growing network of publicly and privately run jails where the government held more than 300,000 people in the last year while deciding whether to deport them. In federal court affidavits, Mr. Ning's lawyers contend that when he complained of severe pain that didn't respond to analgesics and grew too weak to walk or even stand to call his family from a detention payphone, officials accused him of faking his condition.
I'm sure that I know there are people that fake, medical reasons. They fake medical conditions in order to, you know, get different treatment.
And they denied him a wheelchair and refused pleas for an independent medical evaluation. Instead of the affidavits say, guards at the Donald Wyatt Detention Facility in Central Falls dragged him from his bed on July 30th, carried him in shackles to a car, bruising his arms and legs, and drove him 2 hours to a federal lockup in Hartford, Connecticut, where an immigration officer pressured him to withdraw all pending appeals of his case and accept deportation. For this desperately sick, vulnerable person, this was torture, said one of Mr. Ning's lawyers, adding they want to see a videotape of the transport made by the guards. Immigration and detention officials would not discuss the case, saying the matter was under internal investigation. But in response to the relative of Mr. Ning's who had begged that he be checked for a spinal injury or fractures, the Wyatt Detention Center's director of nursing replied in an email message that Mr. Ning was receiving appropriate care for chronic back pain. He added, "We treat each and every detainee in our custody with the same high level of quality, professional care possible."
That's why he's dead.
Officials have given no explanation as to why they took Mr. Ning to Hartford and back on the same day, but the lawyers say the grueling July 30th trip appeared to be an effort to prove that Mr. Ning was faking illness and possibly to thwart the habeas corpus petition that they'd filed in Rhode Island the day before, seeking his release for medical treatment. The federal judge who heard that petition on July 31st didn't make a ruling, but in an unusual move insisted that Mr. Ning get the care he needed. On August 1st, Mr. Ning was taken to a hospital where doctors found he had terminal cancer and a fractured spine. He died 5 days later.
Just couldn't take him to the hospital. Too much trouble.
He's faking it. We're not giving you a wheelchair. You're just acting like you can't stand up.
The accounts of his treatment echo other cases that have prompted legislation now before the House Judiciary Committee to set mandatory standards for care in immigration detention. You see, the solution is never to reduce the government. It's always to bring new rules and regulations into effect, hire new bureaucrats to oversee the various different departments, and, you know, of course, spend more taxpayer dollars, because no one would ever suggest that people stop being swept off the streets in immigration roundups. No one would ever suggest that in a free country, people should be able to cross imaginary lines in the sand on so-called public property freely. No one is suggesting that. The suggestion is, well, our immigration laws are just fine. We just need more compassion, that's all. We just need more bureaucrats with compassion. And I'm sorry, that's not going
to happen. The system doesn't breed compassion. It breeds complacency.
Yep, and the people that abuse others inside the system, the sickos, the sadists, very, very rarely have any sort of personal price to pay for the damage that they do to other people's
lives
and freedom.
And the fact is, there are guys that fake their illnesses, so then you're basically asking these correctional officers who have no training in the area to try to figure out whether somebody's faking it or not, and it's nuts.
In March, the federal government admitted medical negligence in the death of Francisco Castaneda, age 36, from Salvador, whose cancer went undiagnosed in a California detention center as he was repeatedly denied a biopsy on a painful penile lesion. In May, the New York Times chronicled the death of Babaka Ba, age 52, from Guinea, who suffered a skull fracture and brain hemorrhages in the Elizabeth Detention Center in New Jersey. Records show he was left in an isolation cell without treatment for more than 13 hours. When Mr. Ning died last week, he had spent half of his life in the United States. His sister, Wendy Zhao, said in a tearful interview, born in China, he entered the United States legally on a tourist visa. Mr. Ning stayed after it expired and applied for political asylum. He was granted a work permit while his application was pending, and though asylum was eventually denied, immigration authorities did not seek his deportation for many years. Meanwhile, his sister said Mr. Ning, who's actually pronounced Eng, they tell me halfway through the article, who was known as Jason, graduated from high school in Long Island City, Queens, worked his way through Community Technical College, passed Microsoft training courses, and won a contract to provide computer services to a company with offices in the Empire State Building. Quite a wonderful, successful life for a man that came from...
American success story.
Yeah, from China. In 2001, a notice ordering him to appear in immigration court was mistakenly sent to a non-existent address, show records. So, Mark, you can probably relate to this to some extent. They didn't come and throw you in the paddy wagon, but they did send some notices to you, the government people here in New Hampshire, at the wrong address.
Actually, they were sending old notices. They just had bad information, yeah.
Which happens quite frequently with these government bureaucracies.
They don't have any incentive not to.
Right. They have bad information in their computer, whether it's because, you know, somebody made an honest mistake and just forgot to update the file, or they put the wrong address in or transposed some numbers, or whatever it is that happens. Humans make mistakes. But the thing is, when the government makes mistakes, there are lives that are put on the line. If a government bureaucrat, some clerical data entry bureaucrat, messes up and the demand is sent to the wrong address, the person that it was intended to receive it never actually receives it, the government doesn't care. If the guy comes in later on and says, well, I never got that, the government says, well, that's no excuse.
Absolutely. That's what they say here in New Hampshire. Look, you're supposed to go down to the town hall, and you're supposed to know when the taxes are due. You're supposed to do this stuff. It's your responsibility to take care of that. They absolutely tell you that. At least with taxes, you know that they come every year or every other year or something like that,
right.
You know, biannually or semiannually or whatever. So you would have, you know, you could think, I knew that I would have to pay taxes at one point or another on my property. I chose not to go down to the town hall. I figured if they hadn't sent me a notice, I don't feel like paying it. I wanted a little trouble. Mr. Ning had no damn idea.
Yep. Well, when Mr. Eng did not show up at the hearing, the judge ordered him deported. By then, however, he was getting married and on a separate track. His wife petitioned Citizenship and Immigration Services for a green card for him, a process that took more than 5 years. Heeding bad legal advice, the couple showed up for his green card interview on July 19, 2007. Again, Mr. Eng thought he was playing by the rules. He thought that everything was okay. He was in this process to get the green card. There's a hearing. He's showing up. He's obviously not trying to run or something like that. He was in no way aware that the system had wanted him deported. And that's when they snatched him up. They found enforcement agents waiting to arrest Mr. Eng on the old deportation order. 800-259-9231. More to Mr. Eng's story. We'll share it with you here in moments, and you can dial in and talk about whatever's on your mind at 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Fat burners. I like the sound of that. Fat burners. Life Change Fat Burners. When fat burners are used in conjunction with Life Change Tea, you're going to see a change in your life. Maybe you'll be a movie star. Maybe you'll drive NASCAR. Maybe you'll be a lion tamer. Well, maybe not a lion tamer. Get energy. Lose weight. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Your fat burners and tea are available at GetTheTea.com. Get energy. Lose weight. GetTheTea.com. Your fat burners and tea are available at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us, 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. And don't forget to ask about our Mid-State Fair special. That's GetTheTea.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Non-X-Man, and your toenails need Non-X nail gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X nail gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Non-X Man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Non-X Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X nail gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Bilo, and Rite Aid.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials Package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live. You can bring up what you want if you dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the bulletin board system, over 375,000 posts, lots to talk about, fun stuff, serious issues. You'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com, so get interactive. bbs.freetalklive.com. Hey, there's a new online store featuring whimsical decorative knobs and poles, and it's open for business. Funknobs.com. It's catered toward consumers looking to give their playroom or kids' room or bathroom, maybe even the kitchen, a unique and fun flair. Toll-free phone customer service is available at 1-877-820-9224. That's 877-820-9224. Funknobs.com is the creation of parent company Internobs.com, online since 2004. That's Funknobs.com. As we continue the story about a man named Mr. Ang, he had moved in 1992 to America and went through the process of becoming an American citizen. And during that process, he had applied for asylum. And in 2001, a notice ordering him to appear in immigration court was mistakenly sent due to a bureaucratic snafu, a non-existent address. As a result, Mr. Eng didn't know that the form was sent to him, that the order was sent to him. He did not show at the hearing, and the judge ordered him deported. And in the meantime, between 2001 and today, he started going through a green card process with his wife, who is a U.S. citizen, and he believed that he was A-OK in that process.
It Why wouldn't he?
A lengthy process that took 5 years, and so when they went to an interview for the green card on the 19th, there were enforcement agents waiting for him, and they arrested him. Then, when he was in the custody of these government bureaucrats, he complained about back pain, and they didn't take him seriously. They thought he was faking. They, you know, wouldn't even give this man a wheelchair because they believed he was lying to them, which this is just the way these bureaucrats are. They're surly. They're angry. They hate their jobs, and they don't care about people. So they treated this man with such disrespect. He ended up dying as a result of being, his body was, as they described it, riddled with cancer, and he had a fractured spine by the time he passed away a few days ago. And so this is the rest of his story. Over the next year, after Mr. Eng was arrested, while his family struggled to pay for new lawyers to wage a complicated and expensive legal battle...
It's so expensive.
Mr. Eng was held in jails under contract to the federal immigration authorities from Massachusetts to Vermont. Mr. Eng seemed healthy until April, his sister said, when he began to complain of severe back pain and skin so itchy he couldn't sleep. He was then in the Vermont jail, a 20-bed detention center, with no medical staff run by the county sheriff's office. Seeking care, he has to be transferred back to Wyatt in Massachusetts, a 700-bed center with its own medical staff owned and operated by a municipal corporation. In a letter to his sister, Mr. Eng recounted arriving there on July 3rd, spending the first 3 days in pain in a dark isolation cell. Later, he was assigned an upper bunk and required to climb up and down at least 3 times a day for head counts, causing terrible pain. His brother-in-law, Bi Zhao, appealed for help in email messages to the warden, Wayne Salisbury, on July 11th and 16th. Zhao wrote Mr. Salisbury after a visit, saying, "I was really heartbroken when I first saw him. After almost 2 weeks of suffering with unbearable back pain and unable to get any sleep, he was so weak and looked horrible." The nursing director replied that Mr. Eng had been granted a bottom bunk and was receiving painkillers and muscle relaxants as prescribed by a detention center doctor. But his condition continued to deteriorate. Once a robust man who stood nearly 6 feet and weighed 200 pounds, his relatives said, Mr. Eng had become looking like a shrunken and jaundiced 80-year-old. He said, "I told the nursing department I'm in pain, but they don't believe me," said his sister. "They tell me, stop faking." Soon, according to court papers, he had to rely on other detainees to help him reach the toilet, bring him food, and call his family.
Can you imagine? You have to ask other convicts to help you onto the toilet.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that the men in prison absolutely would do this. They're just,
right.
You know, I mean, there's enough of them there that are good guys that they...
These aren't even cons. These are people being detained for detention process.
They're convicts. You know, I mean, I understand they're
convicted
not convicted. Look, I understand what you're saying, but they're prisoners.
Yes, that is true.
And
so they were the ones that were compassionate and helpful, while the government bureaucrats could have given a flip. Anyway, on July 26, Andy Wong, he could not, by the way, stand in line to collect the painkillers, so he no longer received them. On July 26, Andy Wong, a lawyer associated with Mr. Cox, came to see the detainee but had to leave without talking to him because Mr. Eng was too weak to walk to the visiting area and they denied him a wheelchair. So as a result, he could not come see his lawyer. They would not allow his lawyer to see him. On July 30th, according to an affidavit by Mr. Wong, he was contacted by Larry Smith, a deportation officer in Hartford, who told him on a speakerphone with Mr. Eng present that he wanted to resolve the case either by deporting Mr. Eng or releasing him to the streets. Officer Smith said that no exam by an outside doctor would be allowed and that Mr. Eng would not be given a wheelchair. Mr. Eng told his lawyer he was ready to give up, the affidavit said, because he could no longer withstand the suffering inside the facility. But Officer Smith insisted that Mr. Eng would first have to withdraw all of his appeals. The account of his treatment clearly disturbed the federal judge, William Smith, of the United States District Court in Providence, who instructed the government's lawyer the next day to have the warden get Mr. Eng to the hospital for an MRI. The results were grim: cancer in his liver, lungs, and bones, and a fractured spine. "I don't have much time to live," his sister said, or he told her in a call from Rhode Island's hospital in Providence. She said the doctor warned that if the family came to visit, immigration authorities might transfer her brother. 3 days passed before the warden approved a family visit, she said, after demanding their social security numbers. Late in the afternoon of August 5th, as Mr. Eng lay on a gurney, hours away from death and still under guard, she and his wife held up his sons, 3 and 1. "Brother, don't worry, don't be afraid," Ms. Zhao said, repeating her last words to him. "They are not going to send you back to the facility again. Brother, you are free now." And he's dead. Because bureaucrats don't care. Sure, I know some of the doctors might care, they might really care, but the bureaucrats that were supposed to take them to the doctors, they didn't care.
Well, they're incentivized to not care.
That's right.
They're incentivized in a contrary fashion. They're not incentivized to care about
and they
this
don't
guy.
See them as human beings for whatever reason
they can't
right.
from their point of view the job that they have to do in this country where we incarcerate more people than any other country on the planet has ever done in this country you can't do that job and see those people as a human as you are.
Yep, they see them as criminals. They see them as deserving.
I'll tell you,
treatment.
I had a conversation with a correctional officer walking up to, every night I had to go up to this A building or whatever to do my job. And she was read a Reader's Digest article where these guys, and she was essentially broad stroking all the convicts, that they were born genetically different. Now,
really?
Maybe you're talking about Jeffrey Dahmer. Maybe you're talking about some really sick people. Maybe they are genetically different or something like that. I don't know. I don't propose to know. I didn't read the article or anything like that. But you're telling me the 10,000 convicts that have gone through this prison since I've been here don't have a choice in the crimes that they commit? No, ma'am.
Ludicrous.
No. I don't accept that for my life. Thank you very much. I am not genetically different than you, you stinking dumb redneck.
It's just in a story that they can tell themselves to make themselves feel better about what they're doing. If they can view the people in these systems, whether they be in the jails of America or the detention centers, the immigration detention centers, if they can view them as less than human or deserving of the treatment to the punishment that they're getting because they broke the law, these people are illegal.
Well, it's just another war, whether it's the war on immigration, the war on crime, the war on drugs.
Right.
It's kind of a war that you always demonize the enemy. Yeah, you dehumanize and demonize the enemy.
So that's what's going on here, and you're seeing stories as they come out over time about what the ramifications are of this. I mean, it's tragic enough that 300,000 people last year alone were put into these detention centers. That's pretty tragic as it is, those people being separated from their families, they're having their lives destroyed and ruined, but it's never that. I mean, that's never the extent of the awfulness that is this system. Mr. Eng's story and the people like him that have been put into these systems and suffered greatly at the hands of these bureaucrats, to which, of course, no one is going to be held responsible. None of these people that denied this man medical care or even a wheelchair to go see his lawyer or his family, none of these people will be held responsible. At the worst, they'll get a little tongue lashing and they'll be told, "You'll be nice next time." If that even happens, which I wouldn't expect.
A memo will go out. That's all. A memo.
Yeah, a memo. Exactly. 800-259-9231. And by the way, if you pay federal taxes, you're paying for all of this. So I must ask why you continue, if you are as disturbed by the stories like this as I am, why it is that you continue to be an active participant in funding violence against other human beings like this. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you in the game? Your business has a website, but you could be losing a fortune in lost sales. Don't believe me? Try this test. Search for your product or service on Google, MSN, or Yahoo. If your website isn't listed in the top 10, you're not even on the field. People are searching for your product every day. Making sure they find your website before they find your competitor requires the skill of professionals like SEOP. If you've talked to so-called internet experts and you're skeptical, find out how businesses from Fortune 100s to startups drive more internet sales and higher profits thanks to SEOP. SEOP will drive customers to your website at a cost you can afford and get your website ranked in the top 10 on search engines guaranteed. Or they'll keep working until you get there at no cost.
Call SEOP now to learn more. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520.
Gas prices are out of control. Fight back by doing what thousands of listeners to the Alex Jones Show have done. Developed by a major oil company, a product that really works. Introducing SFR's Protect-A-Complete Fuel System and Engine Treatment. Just one bottle increases mileage for up to 6 months. Fleet tested by major oil companies showing improvements in every car tested. Stop paying mechanics your hard-earned money to have your injection system cleaned. Protect-A-Cleans up to 95% of new injector condition in just one tank full and is safe for all cars. Tests conducted by General Motors conclude fuel injectors can partially plug in as little as 5,000 miles due to poor gasoline quality. Fight high fuel prices by purchasing a Protect-A fuel system treatment for only $9.95 and receive an engine treatment free, a $12.95 value. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Go to oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer Formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
This is a public announcement for people who are behind on their credit card payments and/or carry a burden of unsecured debt. The public may now call a toll-free number for help and consultation on debt problems. The number to call is 1-800-981-3621. This is a confidential call. The call and consultation are free to the public. The toll-free number is 1-800-981-3621. Anyone with debt of $5,000 or more is eligible for this program. The call and consultation are free to the general public as a courtesy of 800 credit card debt. Again, this is a public announcement for people who are behind on their credit card payments and/or carry a burden of unsecured debt. The public may now call for consultation on debt problems. The number to call is 1-800-981-3621. This is a confidential call. The call and consultation are free to the public. The toll-free number is 1-800-981-3621. 1-800-981-3621.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want, even in these remaining moments. Just enough time for your call if you make it now at 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, and if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, then you can go to promote.freetalklive.com to learn all the various different free and very, very low-cost ways to help get Free Talk Live into more ears. Go to promote.freetalklive.com and help us out a bit. All right, so the number here, 800-259-9231. Quick update on the Service Nation situation. As we discussed for well over a week on this program, this organization called Service Nation is out there, a coalition, as they describe themselves, of more than 100 organizations. They're looking to promote the idea of national service. Now, through various different conversations with some of the people that are involved in Service Nation, including Target, one of the big sponsors of Service Nation, Target, the department store Target, with our conversations with them and blogofbile.com also doing some research into this, we've discovered that these people are now taking a very firm position that they only support voluntary national service, in that they do not want to coerce, or so they claim, they do not support legislation that will force people to participate in the national service idea. And if that's true, then that's good, but it's still not great, because the idea of national service is to create more government make-work volunteer programs instead of real charitable organizations like you talked about earlier, the Salvation Army or the soup kitchen in your area, these real charitable organizations that are in demand by the marketplace, that are actually feeding into market demand, as opposed to arbitrary bureaucratic voluntary organizations like the AmeriCorps or whatever, which, by the way, there's not real volunteer because they pay you.
It's part of central planning.
What's that now?
It's really another form of central planning, really.
What is?
Well, this what you're describing, because what they're doing is they're imposing what they think the market wants rather than listening to the market wants.
Right, and that's what Service Nation supports. So even though they say they don't support coercive national service, still the entire idea of national service is icky to those of us that support the free marketplace, because, again, it's supplanting charity with government so-called charity, with government volunteer opportunities, and those decisions are going to be made arbitrarily by bureaucrats who don't really know what the market is looking for.
But look at all the jobs it's going to create, Ian.
But they're not real. I mean, they're not.
They're going to pay people, but they're not. You know, I mean, it's the marketplace isn't paying what it want, what a job's worth.
Right.
If, for instance, I can go out of my front yard and I can work really hard digging a hole, but just because I've done work doesn't mean I deserve to be compensated for it. You know, somebody needs to need that work, and they need to be willing to pay whatever it's worth.
Sure. What are we going to produce to put in containers? Those empty containers that come from China with all the flat-screen TVs have to go back empty, or they recycle them now into houses because there's so many empty ones, and we can't produce enough here to ship back to them in exchange for their goods.
So we still need to be paying attention to this organization, Service Nation, and what they're doing. They are planning on a national summit of some sort on September 11th, and there are going to be, they've confirmed that John McCain will be attending. Barack Obama has been invited. So they're pointing this, they're promoting this as being a so-called bipartisan effort. And if politicians are getting behind this idea, then you really should start to get scared. Because if people like John McCain or Barack Obama are getting all excited about this idea of national service, it does not bode well for the so-called non-coercive aspect that these people are trying to promote. Because down the line, there are organizations within Service Nation that we've caught them admitting on their websites, the Americans for National Service Act is one of them, where they were admitting at one time, and they're now trying to cover it up and retract it, that their ultimate goal is universal national service, which means that every single American citizen between a certain age range, and it's been proposed 18 to 42, every single American will have to go and work for the government bureaucrats for a year to 2 years of their life. They're still trying to work out all the details on this. So the latest is that Service Nation has been joined by Facebook. According to the story here at blogofbile.com, the partnership with Facebook will support Service Nation's effort to build a national grassroots movement of Americans who volunteer, share service experiences, and build community around the idea that citizen service can help transform our democracy. I mean, they use buzzwords that are that make people who like liberty very uncomfortable. They want to support democracy. They want to enhance...
I think democracy pretty much stinks.
Yeah.
It's two wolves and a sheep deciding on what's for dinner.
Right. Here's our next sentence. Service Nation aims to elevate the ideal of voluntary service as a core element of citizenship, and the coalition is targeting specific social problems with proven service strategies. The core element of citizenship, one of the core elements will be voluntary service.
Is it a required element?
Doesn't it sound that way? It has that kind of ring to it, doesn't it?
It does, and that's the disturbing aspect of these people. They want everybody to be more community involved. They're a bunch of, you know, kumbaya types that want everybody more involved,
yeah.
And they don't care if you get hurt while they're putting together their program. You need to do this.
But
it's important.
But they're
it's a core of citizenship.
But they're saying it's voluntary.
But they're going to say whatever they have to get quasi-approval, and then they'll fix it up later. That's how they always do it.
Exactly. But they'll bring in the program, and then it'll become mandatory later, and by that point they'll be supporting it, and it'll be too late. But anyway, Facebook will support Service Nation in the upcoming Service Nation Summit with a number of key resources, including technical expertise and advertising. Facebook will help Service Nation build its presence on Facebook, create awareness and community through the use of Facebook's tools, and engage Facebook users in a number of critical Service Nation campaign initiatives. So I'm in this weird, you know, we're in this weird position, some of us, that we wanted to find out for sure what these people had to say about whether or not they supported the coercive elements of this national service idea, because I don't want to support organizations and companies that are promoting these ideas. And Target made it very clear that they don't support mandatory initiatives, and Service Nation is saying that they don't support mandatory service, so-called. And so based on their official statements, I don't feel like there's much we can do. I mean, can you boycott these companies?
I don't want to boycott them. I mean, for what they're claiming, no. I mean, they're backing off enough that I'm not willing to. I think boycotts are a very serious issue. I don't think one should bandy them about for nothing. But at the same time, these people need to be watched.
Yes.
They're a bunch of dangerous people that would like very much, you know, to take away your freedom. They're not stating it, however, and that that's an issue.
So, I mean, I'm not ready to boycott anybody yet because nothing has been ironed out and there's nothing concrete happening yet. But I feel like, I mean, will it be too little too late when the time actually happens? I don't know. Would love your thoughts at 800-259-9231. But anyway, Facebook is now on board with all of these other organizations pushing to expand the bureaucracy of the federal government. And that's enough to make me want to boycott, but I also understand that most companies, they don't understand the liberty viewpoint, and they aren't principled, and you can find all kinds of areas where most companies are in some way tied in or getting some sort of favor from the government, so if you were to apply your boycott across the board, you wouldn't be able to buy stuff anymore.
Right.
Anyway, let's go to your calls. Talk to Steve in Toronto. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Steve.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Hey,
I'm calling today to totally change gears for a moment and talk about chemtrails. I'm only kidding. I'm not talking about chemtrails. I'm calling actually with a question. If you guys were to actually secede from New Hampshire, from the rest of the United States,
okay,
and establish a voluntary only government, and if Ian were to get his way and there would be no intellectual property law, what would stop this scenario that I'm about to pitch to you from happening?
Okay, good.
I'm not saying I would do it. I certainly wouldn't. But what would stop it from happening?
This is Ian's problem, not mine.
We need to pitch it now because we're running out of time.
Sure, go ahead. If I recorded Free Talk Live every night and sold it to your advertisers and to your radio affiliates for half price.
Well, why would they buy it from you?
Because it's less money.
But it's recorded, though.
Yeah, but why would they? But no one's listening.
One of the things
when
it goes to radio, one of the things trying to use Free Talk Live as the example that you're in anyone's examples fails every time because Ian really doesn't believe in intellectual property.
Yeah,
but Free Talk Live is delivered live to radio stations and mostly
and they don't pay for it.
Yeah, that's what a saleable point is.
Yeah, so
they generate their money entirely from advertising.
Correct.
That's correct. Now, you could put together a package where you give them more available advertising than Free Talk Live does,
right.
But then you aren't getting it live. You're going to have to record it and play it back, and that's probably not going to be too saleable. And, you know, plus the people that I call radio stations every single day. I talk to these program directors. They know who I am. They, many of them would buy my product. You know, they would use our service because we're the originators of the program, whereas you're just a pirate. So
you
have to have reputation.
If they wanted to steal it, they could just, put somebody on the board and walk over our commercials.
They don't even need anyone on the board. They could just start running spots right at the beginning of the commercial breaks, and we'd never know.
Not with the current laws that are in place.
Oh, no. Oh, no,
how
no
would we
one
know?
Ever know. We'd have to catch them. And, you know, a lot of these stations don't have streams. We couldn't listen to
them. I'm not in Poughkeepsie.
Thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate the question. It's been Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
See you tomorrow night. You can join us on our website in the meantime and download all of our stuff for free and rebroadcast it or whatever.
Please.
We'll see you tomorrow online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. Interknobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all Interknobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's Interknobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at Interknobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you?